From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. European leaders have reached a deal aimed at solving the region's debt crisis. Private banks holding Greece's debt are accepting a loss of 50% to help head off a default there. The Eurozone's main bailout fund is being bolstered, and banks are being ordered to raise more capital to protect against losses from any future defaults by governments. The agreement came after talks in Brussels that stretched into the early morning hours. NPR's Philip Reeves says the deal is being welcomed by the head of the World Bank, Robert Zoellick.
Zoellick added his voice to the chorus that's welcoming the agreement, hammered out during marathon talks in Brussels. He says it may help stop the European debt crisis spreading to emerging markets, crucial to global growth. But he warned this is only a first step. There's no magic wand. Markets have reacted positively too, with stocks reaching their highest level for weeks. The euro's up, so's the price of oil. France's finance minister, François Baroin, says the agreement saved the euro from collapse, but he too struck a note of caution, saying wider measures will be needed from the G20 when they meet next week. The agreement's being seen by many as an important step back from the brink, but it still needs to be implemented, and there's much more to do. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Paris.
Not only are European stocks higher, Asian markets closed up as well. The major stock averages in Japan and Hong Kong closing up 2% and 3% respectively. But economist Martin Schulz at the Economic Research Center in Tokyo says the European agreement could dampen economic growth by tightening credit.
We have a squeeze on banking credit, a squeeze on lending, and this means a squeeze on the economies.
Schulz says the sooner that lending squeeze is eased, the better. Rain and snow in eastern Turkey are slowing down rescue crews looking for earthquake survivors and adding to the misery of the thousands left homeless by the quake. Another survivor has been rescued today. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports another earthquake, this one moderate, has shaken an area of southeastern Turkey today.
Today's quake hit in southeast Hakkari province, near the borders with Iran and Iraq. It was roughly the size of several of the aftershocks that rumbled through Van province in the wake of Sunday's larger quake there. Shelter, blankets, food, and clothing are pouring into the region from around Turkey and from abroad, now that Turkey's acknowledged it needs help providing shelter for the tens of thousands left homeless by Sunday's earthquake. Cold rain has sometimes turned to snow in the mountainous region, with some survivors continuing to spend nights outdoors, afraid to return to their homes. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Utility crews in Denver have been working overnight to restore power to tens of thousands of homes and businesses that lost electricity in a pre-winter snowstorm there. The storm dumped about 5 inches of snow on the city. And Michelle Awayo with XL Energy says that was enough to cause problems.
We did know that with a lot of trees still having leaves on them and with the big, thick, heavy, wet snow, that this was going to create a problem where the tree limbs would snap and go into power lines.
Most power should be restored by later this morning. This is NPR News from Washington. A federal grand jury in Phoenix has indicted an agent with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE for short, on drug trafficking charges. NPR's Ted Robbins reports the agent led authorities on a high-speed chase before his arrest.
34-year-old ICE agent Jason Lowry faces charges that he had more than 100 kilos of marijuana. That's 220 pounds. Lowry was arrested last week after police chased him in his government vehicle. Arrest reports say that he tossed bundles of pot out the vehicle's window before he crashed. Each of three charges Lowry faces carries a minimum penalty of 5 years in prison. One charge carries a possible life sentence. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Forecasts are calling for dry weather tonight in St. Louis for Game 6 of the World Series. The game between the St. Louis Cardinals and Texas Rangers was postponed last night because of rain. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the Rangers need just one more win to take their first World Series championship ever.
Baseball officials canceled last night's game several hours before the scheduled start time, hoping to avoid what happened in 2008. That's when the Philadelphia-Tampa Bay World Series finale was suspended because of bad weather after 6 innings. When the game resumed 2 days later, it was a disjointed ending to baseball's premier event. Last night's scheduled starting pitchers, Colby Lewis for Texas and St. Louis's Jaime Garcia, will play tonight with an extra day of rest, and pitchers love extra rest at the end of a long season. The Rangers lead the series 3-2. If they win tonight, it'll be the first championship for a franchise that began as the Washington Senators 50 years ago. Tom Goldman, NPR News, St. Louis.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.